Good morning, church.
Good morning.
You're right. This is intimidating. My word. It is so good to be here this morning. Giving all honor and glory to God, it is good to be home.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to thank this church, and I want to thank my pastor, all the officers and members of this church, the First Lady of this church. Good morning. And thank all of you for just having me come back and say a word this morning and stand behind this sacred desk. I bring you greetings from Second Baptist Church in Asbury Park, New Jersey. I snuck away this morning and I wanted to just come and bring a word, and the pastor was so wonderful and he said, come and preach the word this morning. And just to make sure, he sat me in the corner there like a pastor's supposed to do in teaching. And he taught me, he said, now bring the word. Amen. 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 Before I start, let me just remind all of you that on Tuesday you have an obligation. Amen.
Amen.
Down in Asbury, I talk about social justice. I get people out on the street. I'm out there making it happen. So I'm back here today to tell you that on Tuesday you have an obligation.
Amen.
On Tuesday you have an opportunity. On Tuesday, you can make a difference in your community. On Tuesday, we need to come together to make sure that, I don't know about you, but I'm going to vote for Eric Jackson. But I want to tell you, I live in Ewing.
That's all right.
So that cancels that out. Gotcha. But I want you to go out and vote. This is a critical time in the city of Trenton. I've worked hard to try and work with gangs and reduce the violence and create a loving place for people to live. So get out to vote on Tuesday. Whatever you do, whoever you decide to vote for, go out and vote on Tuesday. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Having said all that, let me just tell you today that there is a word. There is a word this morning from the book of Psalms. Psalms 118, verses 1 through 14. Please stand for the reading of his holy word. Psalm 118, verses 1 through 14. And it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations around me. But in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. But in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They swarmed around me like bees, but they died out as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed back and all about to fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The word of the Lord. May the Lord have a blessing on the hearer and doer of his holy word. Pray with me this morning on the topic, after all I've been through, I still have joy.
Amen.
After all I've been through, I still have joy. Let us pray. My God and my Father, I come this morning, Lord, humbly before you, thanking you, O Lord, asking, Lord, now that you would take my words, Lord, not mine, take them, Lord, roll them, twist them, make, and let me give it back to my people, Lord. They're not mine. They're yours, O God. I have nothing, Lord. You've given it all to me. So I ask now, Lord, for your blessings, that you would touch this group, that you would touch me, O Lord, that you would touch this church. And, Lord, when the sermon is over, when the word is done, Lord, let them say, I'm so glad I stopped by Shiloh, where the word was preached with the power of the Holy Spirit. This is my prayer, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's so good to be standing up here. Let me ask you a question. Have you been through something lately? Have you been through a tough time lately? Well, I've been tested. My faith has been tried. Satan has tempted to destroy my life. He robbed and abused, accused and stole. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul. But I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Whoa, I still have joy. I still have joy. Well, after all I've been through, I still have joy. I'm gonna stop there. I had to do that. I've been through some stuff, so I had to tell you, I still have joy. But in Psalm 118, 1 through 24, the author of the text is David. Do you remember David? Don't you remember him? His name means beloved, a man after God's own heart. You remember David, Jesse's boy. He watched the sheep as a boy. You know David. He was the magician. David, an armor bearer for King Saul. He killed Goliath. The same David, after becoming king, brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. After he had been gone for over 70 years, and he danced like a madman. You remember David. He was fleeing for his life with troubles all over his hand and encouraged by the Lord. It was David who, after fighting a battle, came back home, and the enemy had taken and everything he had, including his wife, the enemy had taken. And the Lord told him to pursue his enemies, and he gave them double his trouble. The same David schemed and laid up with Bathsheba, Solomon's mama. He simply started out by saying, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever." But how many know it is hard to give thanks when you have lost your joy? I wish I would be real honest here and stand. Everybody would stand up and tell the truth. As a preacher, it is real hard to give thanks when you've lost your joy. Does anybody know that it's hard to give thanks? Wave your holy hands and to say how good God is when he don't have any joy. I mean, it's real hard to give God a praise when you're broke as a joke, and when pulling lint out of your pocket during offering time, it's hard to give joy. It is real hard to give God praise when your husband is tripping. You know what tripping is, don't you? Drinking, smoking, doping, cheating, staying out late. It's hard to give joy. It's real hard to give thanks when your wife is tripping. You know, well, no, not cooking. We'll not clean. We'll not have a relationship. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to have joy.
That's the truth.
I've been away a while. I'm sorry. I've been away a while. I mean, you know, minister, you know what I'm talking about. It's real hard to have joy when you have members hating up on you in the church and wanting to tell you how to run the church. It's hard to have joy. I've been down there by the shore preaching for 22 months. I got something to say this morning. I just thought I'd stop by here to tell you. It's hard to have joy, to give joy to God when you're going through these things. It's hard to have joy. How many know it's hard to give God glory when you got troubles in your way? Can I get a witness here? You do not have to front me, because I'm a living witness. You don't have to tell me. I stop by to tell you. I want to share. I got to get this off my heart. I know the devil will throw you for a loop.
Yes, he will.
But how many know that he was, when you stand with me today, if you know, I'm saying that David was a person, and he says, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth." How many will stand and say, "I refuse to let the devil take my joy away"? How many will stand and say, "I refuse to be broke, busted, and disgusted"? How many will stand and say, "I refuse to wallow in a pity party"? How many will say, like Nehemiah says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength"? Ooh, hallelujah. But just a minute. Just think of all the places you could have been. Think of all the places God has prepared you from and bought you from. I just think what God has already bought me from. My. Could it have been with Campbell Funeral Home. I could have been with Hughes Funeral Home. Wait a minute. I could have been down in the county jail. Yes. I could have been at St. Francis Hospital. I could have been at Helen Fole Hospital. I could still be on the corner smoking dope. I could be dead from over in Iraq, but could have lost my mind. But God blocked it. I thought I had to tell you that there's joy. You got to find it. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cry out, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, I just want to dance. I just want to dance all day, all night. Anybody got a dance in their spirit? You ought to give God some glory if you have a dance in your spirit this morning. See, I still have joy after everything I've seen. You have no idea what it's like to be out there on the campaign trail, working hard, working and praying. But when we started this campaign, I called up my prayer warriors. My brother said to me, you got to activate your prayer warriors. So I activated. I went on Facebook and I said, look here. My wife's running for Congress. I need prayer warriors. And all of a sudden, ding, 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 ding. All of my homies, all of my friends, all around the country said, we're in. We're ready. We're up and rolling. We don't know what they're going to do in the other camp. But as for us in our house, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to have joy in our step. Yeah. I still have joy. I was tired on election night, but I still had joy because I had turned it over to Jesus. I said, whatever happens, Lord, it's all in your hand. Because you know, they said faith without works is dead. So we did the work. We prayed the prayer. So then we just had to sit and wait on the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. I got to tell you, I stopped by here today because I just had something to get off my heart here. I want you to know that God got five little reasons why we should rejoice in the Lord. Then I will be done. Psalms 118:1 says, give thanks. That is some of your main problem right here. That we don't want to give. When the preacher asks you to give, you got your nose turned up. Talking about your job is to preach and mine is to listen. Why do I got to give too? But the very first thing David said was to what? Give thanks. Before we can expect to receive joy of the Lord, we have to be willing to give. Before God can show you he's good, it is requiring an action on our part, that is to give. He wants us to give. Give thanks. Any givers in the house today? Well, number two is in Psalm 18:5, it says, I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. That is the next reason we ought to rejoice in the Lord, is because we can always call on him. If you look at Psalms 121:1-8, it says, the Lord is your helper. Wow. And I saw it and I said, it said, the Lord also is your keeper. I go, hallelujah. And then it said, the Lord is your preserver. Well, I put all three of those together and I can just kick it because I know the Lord has my back. He said, I am your helper. He said, I am your keeper. Then he says, I am your preserver. So all I got to do is get in the boat. I don't have to be fooling around. I can just get in the boat and say, Lord, here I am. Take me wherever you want me to go. Now, not just when we are happy, but we are to call him anytime. I like that word, anytime. Because sometimes we're so messed up, we don't know what to do. We backs against the wall, then acted up, then turned out. Then we call on the Lord. And he said, thought you never call. He's not like most of us. First thing we do when the phone rings is we check to see who's on the other end. And Peter, what she want? I don't know. I don't have time for no mess. Why is she calling? I got my own troubles. But God never says that. God will, he will never leave us hanging. But God will do what he has to do when we call. Because Jesus is always on the main line. I like that old down home song. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, shut up. Get on back up. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Jesus on the main line. Anybody know that you're going to call on him in the morning? Call on him in the noonday? Call on him later in the midnight hour? Anybody have a call on Jesus? I thought I had to tell you that I called on Jesus and he heard my cry. I'm so glad he called on him. When man forsake you, Jesus is always there. There's never a time when we call upon a God that he is not available to us. The Bible says he is there even before we call upon his name. How sweet that is. He knows everything about us. He knows every hair on your head. In my case, he knows a few hairs on my head. But that's all right. God knows that I mean well. I just can't grow hair. Psalms 118:6 says, what can man do unto me? Even if you did get through the caller ID, even if your sister did pick up, what's she going to do? They say that's the one thing I always say. If you want to call on the Lord, make sure you're calling for the right reasons. Because sometimes the line gets busy and gets silly. Because he said, you called last night. And you haven't changed a thing since last night. You called last week and you haven't done a thing. I'm tired of you calling. Lord, please don't. When I call, Lord, I want you to know that I'm calling because I need you right now. Sometimes when we go to our prayer closet, we're praying for the wrong reasons. But I want you to notice that two things. First of all, I want you to notice how small and how little we are. And second, I want you to know how big and how great God is. When you notice how great and how big God is and how little and how humble we are headed in the right direction. Hey, can I get an amen? Amen. And then I looked at Psalm 118:8. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Things which are impossible with man are possible with God. They said, she's just a little black woman down there in Mercer, in the urban city. How's she going to win? We said, God knows. They said, how's she going to win? She's just a nobody. We said, God will. Things which are impossible with man are possible with God. The Lord has promised to show us great and mighty things when we call upon him. He does great and unsearchable things and marvelous things without a number. He just does them. And the third reason, and I'll get to my thing, to rejoice in the Lord is because we must what? Trust him. And trusting in the Lord is better than trusting in man. But we love to put our trust in man, don't we? We just start worshiping the wrong gods. We will trust our girlfriends, our homeboys, our mamas, and with our deepest and dark secrets, won't we? But we won't. But the Bible said it is better to trust in the Lord than man. You need to know that we will better trust in the Lord. You do not believe in me, do you? You don't believe me, do you? But listen to me. Jeremiah 17:5 says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Blessed is a man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. And he says in 17:10, the Lord searches the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doing. God is telling us right here, right now, right today, that if you do not trust in me and trust in man, guess what? You will be cursed. I don't like that word, cursed. I try to do the best I can. God says, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Do you want to be blessed? Does anybody need a blessing today? No wonder life is going to be so bad and so many for us because we are cursed, because we do not trust in the Lord. We have a light bill due on Thursday. We give Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but Wednesday become Wednesday, and then we may go to the pawn shop and call mama or daddy or somebody because we can't get there. We have not trusted in the Lord. Psalm 118:12 said, they compass me about like bees. David was talking about the notion, the nation all around him, and the notion that they were trying to destroy him. He said, I remember when I was earlier in my life, he said, I trusted in the Lord. But let me tell you something. I remember when I was a small child, cutting grass with a lawnmower that didn't have a motor. You remember that lawnmower you had to push, sweating? I was out there pushing that lawnmower when I ran over a beehive in the ground. I didn't know what to do, but when I ran over with the lawnmower, I found real quick that a big bundle of bees can live in the ground. Well, you know the rest. The bees came out of the ground. I took off running, but that didn't help me none. Because when I stopped, the bees were swarming all around me, stinging me everywhere. So I got to hollering. I called my daddy and I said, "Daddy, the bees are coming." I said, "I'm out here in the field," and I don't know what he did, but he got there and he started swinging and unbuttoning his shirt and covered me up. He covered me up in his shirt and he hid my face so I wouldn't be stung. That is how God does. The enemies can be all around us, but the bees can't get us because God will cover us. Amen? Even though we should be stung, he hides us in his secret place. I just stopped by to say that we should rejoice. You hear me? We should rejoice because why? He said so. We should rejoice because you can call on him. We should rejoice because we can trust him and he will what? Cover us. Psalm 118:14 said, "The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." See, deliverance always come from God, a helper of our strength and song. Amen?
Amen.
That would preach by itself right there. He's my help and my salvation. You can preach that right there. How many know that the Lord is? You know what I'm saying? David said in Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd. Yes. David is familiar with the Lord being his shepherd. How many know that the Lord is? Yes. Has the Lord ever come through not when you wanted him, but right on time? Has the Lord ever come in and covered you up your mess? Has the Lord ever had to bail you out of a sticky situation? Has the Lord ever had to pull you out of the muck and the miry clay? Has the Lord ever had to save your marriage? Has the Lord ever had to save your job? Has the Lord ever had to put food on your table? Has the Lord ever had to dry your weeping eyes? Has the Lord ever been a bridge over troubled waters? Has the Lord ever been is to anybody? Is. Somebody know the Lord is? Somebody know that the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Somebody know that the Lord is my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord. He has the Lord. Woo! The Lord knows. Has the Lord been an is in somebody here today? He's an is, you know. Yes, he is. On top of that, another point I want to share that said in 18:17 said, "I shall not die but live." Two or three, or if you should be shouting right now, some of you ought to be shouting, "I will not die, but I will live." The devil tried to kill somebody this week, didn't he? But you're still here. You shall live and not die. I don't know why you're not shouting right now. You're sitting looking at me. Can I get an amen? Can I buy an amen? I mean, what kind of, I know down that second when I start preaching, they get to shouting. Of course, I had to wake them up 22 months ago, but I got them rolling down there now. They know that when the reverend gets up, we get to shouting and the preaching. We get to sweating because the Lord is my shepherd. Woo! Somebody knows about that. God said, "No, I am not through with you yet." He let you stay around here a little while longer. God said, "You shall live." Anybody going to live today? Psalm 118:24. "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. If none of the other reason fits you, then this one should." We should rejoice just because God has let us see another day. He made this day with us in mind, so we ought to rejoice in it. He got our best interest at heart when he made this day, and we ought to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. I want you to rejoice, and I'm going to my seat because I got to get up out of here. It just should be an automatic response, though, you know that. We do not have a choice. He wakes us up, and we will rejoice. Amen? Amen? He gives us health and strength, and we will rejoice. We have ears to hear, so we should rejoice. We have eyes to see, so we should rejoice. We have legs to walk, so we should rejoice. You know what I'm talking about? our house but did not burn down, so we should rejoice. Food on our table, through it, so we should rejoice. A piece of card that still starts, so we should rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ah, stop by to tell you that something about the name Jesus.
Yes.
Something about the name Jesus, the sweetest name I know.
Yeah.
And after all I've been through, I still have joy. The doors of the church are open. All stand to your feet right now in the house of the Lord. The doors of the church are open right now. If you've been coming and saying, you know what, I think I'm going to join. I don't know if I'm going to join. This is the day. Today is the day. Tomorrow is not promised, so I need you now to step out on faith. This is not a perfect church, but they love the Lord.
All right.
So I'm calling you today that all, after all you've been through, you still have joy. Won't you come? Won't you come there? Won't you give your life to Christ? Won't you come? Quiet, can I get a little song? Can I get a little something, kind of loosen them up a little bit? Amen. You know, I know they're a little stiff this morning. But you know, give me a little something back there, all right? After all I've been through, I still have joy. Amen. Won't you come? Sounds like this is the day to me. Is that right? All right. Amen. Amen. Ah, yeah. This is
the day.
Yeah, come on now. Won't you come?
That the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
Whoa.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day. Amen. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice. Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.